This Lal Shabbos, Shabbos Chanukah, Beitayz. So in the Minyan Chanukah, they come in Yonim, different Dvom speak about. I like to speak about the Minyan Simcha on Chanukah, being happy, Yirei Mishta V'Simcha. The Torah in Simon Topesh Ayin, he writes, Vayoyimah Ram Rutenberg Ben Meir said, Shuba Asidu Shemarva Behem, Heim Sudas Rishos, the Sudas Rimarba and Chanukah, the Sudas Rishos, Shleik Form El Lahal Lahoidis, Vloy Lamishtu Lasimcha. The whole Indian of Chanukah is to have Lahal Lahoidis, to pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Vloy Lamishtu Lasimcha. There is no Indian to have Mishtu Lasimcha and Chanukah. That's what the Torah says, and he writes a B'licha Yilik, without argument. The Beis Yosef also brings a Maram, said also the Das of Mordechai, also says a B'licha Yilik. And Mechaber and Topesh Ayin Sefeiz, he says the same thing. Riba Sidus Shemam Behem Heim Sidus Rishus Shlai Kvom LeMishtu LeSimcha. The Sidus we have a Chanukah, the all Rishus. Why? Because the Indian a Chanukah is Lahitz LaHalulav for Mishtu LeSimcha. That's the Shitas of the Mechaber, the Tor, and the Maram. On the other side, the Mordechai Aruch in Pesachim Simen Topesh Dalad, the Chiddush Yad Hashem over there brings down that he holds there's an Indian to have Mishtu V'Simcha and Chanukah. Why? Because as Chanukah the Mizbeach. That, as Mishavu explains, that either the time of the Chashmonoim, we got back the Beis Hamikdash from the Goyim and the Yevonim, and therefore the Chalukas and Mizbeach of those 8 days, or because Be'etzim, the time of the Mishkan in the Midbar, the Mishkan is ready to be put up in Chafei Kislev, except the Kodesh Baruch Hu pushed it off to Nisan, because that's when Yitzchak was born. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying us back and having the Chalukas and Mizbeach on Chafei Kislev. Whom is the Beis Hamikdash, not after the Mizbeach. So therefore it's also brought down in the Megillah Yavan, that's the Megillah, that's Miuchas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, in Pasuk Samach Tes, Lasses Shmoni Yomim Ha'elu Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha, make these 8 days the days of Mishtu V'Simcha, Kimei Amoidim Aksubim B'Torah, Mamish like Yim Toivim in the Torah, by Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos, Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha, Udin Anchanika is Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha. And that's how the Ramah brings down the Yeshoimim. She is Ksas mitzvah Rivai Sudas. He says Lashon Ksas, a small mitzvah, and Rivai Sudas Mishum Deba'isa Yomim HaYichnuk Samizbeach. Because those days are days of Chinuk Samizbeach. The Ramah ends off with like a pshara. V'noigim loigim nor shmiras v'zibachos v'sudas shemarvim behem v'ot have a sudas mitzvah. The minig is to say shmiras v'zibachos and then as a sudas mitzvah. What does that mean? You look at the Makor in the Darke Moshe. He explains that be'etzem the two sheetas. One, on Chanukah, the sudas rishos, the maram. The second sheet of the sudas mitzvah. The noigim is going back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that on Chanukah is all sudas rishos. However, if you make shmiras v'zibachos, l'kuli alma it's Lukuliyama, it's Sudas Mitzvah. So Be'etzim comes out, there are three things. It comes out that way, to get all the Shitas, because you can make a Suda anyway, else we're more Shita, of Sudas Mitzvah, so no, you can give the reverse Rishas Bachas, and anyway we get all Shitas in. Again, so either there's Rishas, that's the Mechaber, the Amor says it's a Mitzvah, the Yeshayimim, the Noigim, Lukuliyama, we say it's Rishas Bachas, Lukuliyama, it's Sudas Mitzvah. The Shita that holds, it's a Sudas Simcha. First, who holds that way? So that goes to the Shitas. The Sefer Moedim L'Simcha on Chelk Beis, on page Reishman and Vav, says it's Das Rei Vishonim. Rei Vishonim hold that on Chanukah, it's, the din is Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha. And the Lashon of Behetiv in Topesh Ayin, Sevkon Gimel, the Chen Kos of Rei Poiskim. Rei Poiskim and Rei Vishonim hold there's an in of Mishtu V'Simcha on Chanukah. Themselves, let's be Mavar, what is the getter of Mishtu V'Simcha on Chanukah? So Yidua on Yontif, on Pesach, Sukkot and Shavuos, and Simon Tovkuf Chavtes is brought down that what should you do at any Yontif? So the halacha is by Gvorim, by men, we have Basav Yayin, by Noshim, they have Begodim, and by kids that go and give them autonomous presents. What about on Chanukah? So the Lashon Rambam in Perek Gimel, Lacha Gimel, in Chanukah, he says it's Yimei Simcha V'Halal. The Mishabur brings it down in the first of Ka'an. It's Yimei Simcha V'Halal, same Lashon Yimei Simcha. What does that mean? So the Maaseh Rekeach and the Rambam explains that Simcha means Suda. The Rambam Shiti wants a Tain is also Suda, and he ends off for Ain Simcha El B'Vasser. Says the Maaseh Rekeach, the Rambam on Chanukah you have to have Vasser. Why? It's Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha. You have to have Vasser. The second Makor is the Binyan Shloimo, wrote down Lakutin. We'll get to. First, the Anacharai, the Binyan Shloimo, Shloimo Kluger, is wrote down in the Frankel Rambam on the Lakutim. He says also the same thing, that the Rambam says, you may simcha v'halal, you may simcha means sudas mitzvah, and therefore ain't simcha el v'vasar. The Mishnas Yavis, also in the end of the Simon 9 test, the same thing in the Rambam. The Etzem, the Lashon, Megillah Yavans, the same Lashon. He's saying it's a Mishnah v'simcha, kimei amoidim aksiv matayro. Look, just like all the other moidim, it's Pashas, Bos, v'yayin, Hutin, also Chanukah, it's a Mishnah v'simcha, kimei amoidim aksiv matayro. That's Lashon of the Pasuk. And a fifth makor is the Mata Moshe, the Eli Rabba, and Simitofresh Ayin. He says, how do you know the Chanukah in the Torah? Where is the Simon for Chanukah in the Torah? So in Parsha Miketz, which is Kamal always, is Shabbos Chanukah. This year is the second Parsha. And it says over there in the Pasuk Perkman, Gimel Pasuk Dazayin, Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochein. The basa you should slaughter and prepare for it to give to them. So the symbol, the word v'hachin, the oisis v'hachin, and the word tevach, the ches of the end, is oisis Chanukah. So the symbol of Torah of Chanukah is v'tevach utvoyach tevach, which is Gematria 44, says Eli Rabba, which is 44 oisis. V'hachin is Chanukah. 44 neiros of Chanukah. That's the symbol for Chanukah in the Torah. That's the simon. Ma'isa tvoyach tevach. It's basar. You shecht. You do basar shchito. The whole simon is by shchito. So we have different makaris that the makar for that Chanukah itself is in a basar v'yayin on Chanukah. There is a mishnah, the oilam like springing down, saying the same thing. The simon topkuf choftes at the end of chelakay is tivkan chof in the new prince, or in the old prince is tivkan yutes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Beis Yaakov in Siman Ayin Gimel. He says, "V'afilu hu mesagif atzmo im pnei tshuva." Someone holds himself back, not the baser. V'chol yomosh hashana shloyachol baser v'lishus yain. Someone holds himself back, meaning baser yain all year round as tshuva. However, b'shabbosos v'yontif v'chanukah u'purim chayv l'echol v'lishdos. On Shabbos and Yontif, Chanukah, Upurim, Chayv l'echol v'lishdos. So the Hendu Achoinim was the Gavil in Perek Nun Aleph, or the Hilchos Chag B'Chagim in Perek Aleph. They want to tell them a Purushim Mishnah Berurah that says Chanukah is Chayv l'echol v'lishdos. Someone who holds himself from eating Bosav Yain at Chanukah is a Chiv to eat Bosav Yain. So Batzim, to go through the Mishnah Berurah, you can clarify. He says really four things. He says Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, Upurim. So is on Shabbos, is a chiyuv bos of yayin on Shabbos? Is a mekodah bos of yayin on Shabbos? The sefer Erech HaShulchan is written Erech 250 years ago. He was born Erech 250 years ago. So he writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis, he brings down this same Beis Yaakov, the Beis Yaakov Mishnah Berurah is quoting. The Beis Yaakov lived in the times of the Shach, times of Rebbe of Herschel. This same Beis Yaakov, the Erech HaShulchan, quotes him in Siman Reish Mem Beis of Gimel, and says on Shabbos, you have a chiyuv bos of yayin, the same words, chayav lechov lishtos, and the words are Shabbos, yontif, chanukah, purim, chiyuv boser. And the Kav HaChaim brings down the Erech HaShulchan, the Siman Reish Mem Beis, and Siman Topkuf Choftes. You have in to have a boss of yayin on Shabbos. I asked me, where is the makor in that Torah to have boss of yayin? Where is the makor? So Be'etzim and Clara, there are three different makors on Shabbos to say there's a chiyuv boss of yayin on Shabbos. One out Simcha, one out Kovid, and one out Oinig. Als Simcha, that in the Balois, from Perikyut, Pasikyut, it says, B'yom Simchaschem, Moedechem, V'roshe Chodshechem. What's B'yom Simchaschem? It says, the Sefri, Zeh Shabbos. B'yom Simchaschem, what is that Shabbos? Shabbos is the day of Simcha. So we have first the Sefri says Shabbos is Simcha. And Mishnah Berurah, also in Hilchos Purim, it's written in Tofres, Peiches, that let's say Shushan Purim comes out on Shabbos. So what do you do in Yerushalayim where you have to have Shushan Purim is Purim? So the Mechaber says, you have the suit on Sunday, not on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Taz, Aran, or Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, V'yasu oisim b'Shabbos, make the suit on Shabbos. Amalei yimei mishtiksiv. Esim chosay tlui v'bezin yitzizeh. Shabbos sesim chosay v'dei shemayim hi. That the Simcha of Purim is only on a day which is B'day Adam, can't be on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Simcha of Shabbos, is B'day Shemayim. Mishnah Berurah brings down halacha that there's an inyan of Simcha on Shabbos. And if you learn Ksubis, the Sugya on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, it's brought down also the Shita Yishana says the Rambam Shita is you cannot get married on Shabbos. Why can't you get married on Shabbos? Says the Shita Yishana, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can get, there's a Simcha on Shabbos, and a kid mixed one Simcha of getting married with another Simcha of Shabbos. So we see there's an inyan of Simcha on Shabbos. So based upon this, Zokhtar Tartimimlo and Perek Beis, Oyseim Bereishis, Zechiv Tiposer on Yain on Shabbos. Why? Because just like the Sefri, and just like the Yushalmi, Zechiv Simcha, ain't Simcha el Abos of Yain. Just like in Yontiv you have to have Abos of Yain, who it in every Shabbos you have a Chiv to have Abos of Yain. A second Makor you can say why Shabbos you have a Chiv, Abos of Yain, is Oynig. What is Oynig? Oynig is something you enjoy. So, stop out Svaro, what's the best thing you'll enjoy? Let's say you have your father's credit card, you can buy whatever you want, going out for a meal, what would you buy? Happy life. Most people go out to a good restaurant, get a good piece of meat, pasta, steak, something geschmack. That's the best thing a guy would do if he'd have the money to do it. That's Oynig, that's his pleasure. So, Happy Svaro, what should you get on Shabbos? Oynig is pasta. In the Dorim, Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, the Mishnah says that your place can be Yontif or B'Shabbos, so you can make a Pesach Yontif on Shabbos, using Yontif on Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and the Meiri over there says, for example, someone says he's not going to eat Basar on Shabbos and not going to drink wine on Shabbos. I'm sorry, not going to eat Basar and not going to drink wine in general for a couple of days, and then he realizes that one of those days is Shabbos. So the Chacham asked him, do you realize one of those days is Shabbos? And the Shabbos is in and of Oynig. Says the Rambam, you have a chiv to eat basar and drink wine, that's Oynig, like the Pasuk says, Kiros le Shabbos Oynig. And if he says no, you can make a Pesach to his neder, be matu his neder. Says the Rambam, that's Oynig, you have a chiv to eat basar yain on Shabbos. Says the Meiri, the chiv basar yain, that's Oynig. That's how you can make a Pesach on a person's neder. A third Makar on Shabbos, you can say the chiv basar yain. That's COVID. First again, I'll swaro. What is a swaro? You want to give someone COVID, you have a chosher person come to your house, what do you give? Usually, I'll be right, you give basa, a good piece of meat, basa is very much. But all you do, look in the Taz, in Simon Tovkuf and Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, he writes that on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and Nitchad the Sunday, he says the person cannot hold himself back from eating basar v'yayin, as Lashon is, because choyv alav le'echol basar b'shvil covered Shabbos, is a chiv for a person to eat basar as covered Shabbos, and even Makar is a Torah, he says again, you have a chiv to eat basar as covered. So again, we have Asai, the Mishavua says from Beis Yaakov, you have a chiv to eat basar. And Echad Shulchan Kavachayim says it means Chiv to eat on Shabbos Basar Yain. We have a Makor, Sayal Tzkovit, Sayal Tzoynig, and Sayal Tzimcha, and Chiv to Basar Yain on Shabbos. Go to the second case of Mishavua, Yontif, Mishavua and Tovresh Chavteh says Chiv Echad Lishdois, again Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, Purim. Shabbos is a Makor, Yontif. So if you do a Shizus Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Aloch Yitzani, and Yitches, then Shabbos, then a Yontif Bezmanazeh, the Aloch is, you have a Chiv to eat Basar Yain. Where is the Makor? The Torah says, V'samachtu B'chagecha, the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuvteh says, Ein Simcha Elva Basar Yain. So again, it's very good, you can learn the Mishavua Kepashtis, you have a Chiv to eat Basar Yain, and drink wine on Yontif. Chanukah, again, the Netek Avil brings down, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag brings down this Mishavua, you have a chiv to eat Basar Yain on Chanukah. And again, the Makor is Megill Yevonis. It's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, and Simcha Basar Yain. On Purim, so what about Purim? Is a chiv Dafka Basar and Dafka Yain? So the Knei Baisim, Yimei Branzefer, and Chelik Alev, Sim Kupayis, he brings down this Mishnah Berurah again. He brings down the same Beis Yaakov, the same Mishnah Berurah, and says, in these words of the Mishnah Berurah, we see you have a chiv to eat Basar, Dafka, and Yain on Purim. And in my sense, Aruch HaShulchan, also in Tofer Yitzadakeh, Yipaskins, on Purim, you have a chiv, Dafka Basar, and he says, not Basar Oif, like Yoshua says, don't take chicken, Dafka Basar, the Marksia, the Yaiva says the same thing. You can look in Tofer Yitzadakeh, in the Pesachei Tshuva, he even goes to the Shitas, that Dafka Basar and Dafka Yain. So, so it comes out a very convincing argument that you learn the Mishnah Berurah Kapashas, that he holds Be'etzem that Sayin Shabbos, Sayin Yontif, Sayin Chanukah, and Sayin Purim, Zechiyah Basar, and Zechiyah Yain. If you do say that, it will be a very good minhag in Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is a minhag to give kids matonis or Chanukah Yalt money. So they ask, maybe giving matonis is Be'etzem, is an Isser of going in Chukas Akum, going the ways of the Goyim, who says you're allowed to? So in the Emes LeYaakov in Siman Tov Resh Ayin, the Isser of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he says, Adirabba, Yoisim Establish a Goyim Lochu Minigazem Yehudim. Mestama, where the Goyim get to give presents? Got from Yehudim. Any good idea that God got from the Jew? Any good concept? They give matonis by their Exmas, the Chur they got from Yehudim. So he says, no, it's a palin goyim to give matonis. That's Aleph. Aleph says, why does Klai Yisrael give matonis? So Yaakov writes, the reason is because they used to give money to the Melamdim, to the Rebbeim, on Chanukah. You used to send it with the Talmidim to give it to the Melamdim, to the Rebbeim. So since you would send it with the Talmidim, they would give them a matono and tell them, go give this to the Rebbe. That's what Yaakov would write. Writes. Well, Dov Kohen writes, it's wrote down in the Vakshat Torah in Simen Chof, that since the Mishmura says the Indian for collecting stocker give to Aniyim on Chanukah, so not to the Vaish Aniyim, we give everyone Chanukah guilt. Or the another reason that's more forced than the Olam says, the Netek Avril and Perek and Aleph, it can tell the Fire Simonais, else the Pierce Simonais, they give out money, it makes them more geschmack, it's more of a Pierce, you have to know it's more of a Pierce, but it's more of a Fire Simonais. But the people were saying, it's very good. It is a chiyuv of simcha, mamash and chanukah, like all of the Yom Tovim. So what's simcha? It says in Halacha again that what the men get, the pots of yayin, what the children get, they get a goyim, they get matonis. So just like on Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, you have to give them matonis. On Chanukah also, you have to give them matonis. I you ask me why we're more makbid on Chanukah more than all of the Yom Tovim. So you can say, Pasha, that all of the Yom Tovim, they might say, you're off from yeshiva, the kids off from cheder, you're stuck together all week, and you go to Beis Shavis, and you may go into Yulim, and you spend time together in the Mishpacha. So the Etzem, that itself can give simcha to the child. It's a family time together. A Chanukah, what could be done, or what does people do if you go to work, you can mamash come home late, light, and have no simcha out of the day. You have right to work on yeshiva. People, you can learn mamash shul lighting, you can light, go back to Seder, and have the whole day learn, and mamash have no simcha in Chanukah. So you can really do that. So out of that Indian, to give simcha to the kids who do go to yeshiva, and they don't have off, I think in Lucerne Eretz Yisrael, they don't have off, to give them simcha. How do you give them simcha? Give them matonis. You don't need to do that all the Yom Tovim. On Chanukah, since you say and learn, not mevatim from the kriyas, therefore nechram, you give them matonis. What?
Perm.
Why give them a perm?
No.
The whole day for them is fun. The whole day of Purim is simcha. That's they wait for it. They can't wait on the Purim. That's mitzvah. Yeah, also you give everyone. However, this Indian that again, Kamal Kohen Mignan this Mishabur that says the Chiyah Bas V'Yayin Tayin Shabbos Yon V'Chanan Kupurim nearly Yeshaloi Mekane Kimpi for numerous reasons. Well, first let's go again to each case. Mishmur says in Shabbos Chayv Lechel V'Lishtois, and again our Shulchan or the Kavach Chaim one say that it means you have a Chiyah Bas V'Yayin. The Mishmur and Simon Tokuf Nun Beis in Sivkotun Chof Gimel, he says again when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and when then Shabbos pushes off Tisha B'Av, he says Oslam Noy Mimenu, you can't hold back meaning Basar. Afal Gav Echil Echel Basar B'Shabbos, even though there is no Chiyah Bas on Shabbos. Mishabur writes Mefurish, not like the Tatmimo, not like the Rambam, there is no chiv to eat basar on Shabbos. Even though he does hold that there is a mitzvah basar yayin, if you look in Tov Tov Chof Tes, in Zekotin Yud Aleph, he says there's a mitzvah of yayin b'toich hasuda. Besides Kiddush, you have to have yayin b'toich hasuda. And he says also there's a mitzvah le'echol basar. However, he says dafka it's a mitzvah, there is no chiv. So again, the Shizim Mishabur, he writes, there is no Chiyah Basar, and he writes in Sivkon Yud Aleph and Tavkum Chav Tes, there's a mitzvah. That's Aleph. The Inin of Yontif, also in Tavkum Chav Tes, the Bialocha says that on the same page, he says that in Gon Lishna Shizim Mechaber, that Abel Basar Ein Choyvel Echol, there is no Chiyah to eat Bezmanazeh Basar on Yontif, Mekol Mokum Mitzvah Yesh Gam Bachilis Basar, there is a mitzvah. So the same Mishabur is saying, in Sivkor and Yutes, is that there's a chiv, and in Bialach on the same page, he said there is no chiv, there's only a mitzvah, who it's, it can it design, can't be. The Chanukah, the Ikkakash of the Olam is, to say the Mishabur holds the chiv, Bas V'yayin, the Chanukah, why is he right at the end of Chelek Hei? There's a Chelek Vav, there's a whole Lichus Chanukah, when you tell someone, the Mishabur says, the chiv, Bas V'yayin, the Chanukah, right away take that whole Lichus Chanukah, tell me, show me where. So you guys have to go get the other Chelek. Why does he not write in the Chiyah Bas V'Yayin in the Hulas Chanukah? It's Merav Sinikah, it's not there. How come it's not there? Purim Yesh L'Ayin, I don't know if there's a right from Mishabruah, because Mechaba does say Bas V'Yayin in the Chanukah on Purim, so I don't know if there's a right with Mishabruah holds on Purim. But the Maisa, the Chur of Mishabruah holds on Shabbos only a mitzvah, and Yontif is only a mitzvah, and on Chanukah he doesn't make it down the Hulas Chanukah at all. I have to answer the Lashon of Mishabruah that says, again, Afilu Hu Misagiv Atmer Pnei Tshuva, Chol Yom Yish Hashanah, Shlo Echol Basar V'Lish Tos Yayin, Shabbos V'Yontif V'Chanukah Purim, Chayv L'Echol V'Lish Tos, who it sounds like there's a chiv to eat and drink. So let's go to the Tshuva. He's calling again the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov learned the Talmud the Shach. So if you look at the Tshuva, Beis Yaakov, he's calling the Maram. The Maram, they says in the case that a person went to Tshuva, that this Isha, she was went to sleep with a child next to her, and she smothered the child, and he died. So he wanted to know how to do Tshuva. So the Maram said all year, fast. And he said at night, when you're not fasting, don't eat basar and don't drink wine. However, don't do all this on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chanukah, Purim. Don't fast and don't hold yourself back from eating basar and drinking wine. So the Beis Yaakov himself, he argues on the Maram and says, on Chanukah and Purim you can.
So he's staying with an Isha?
What?
Staying with an Isha?
Yeah, an Isha.
He starts drinking Eilim.
I'm sorry?
Look, he is
by an Isha. No, no, Hashem. Maybe it is. But Kivegan Chuvalov says it is.
Why says it's not a good thing?
If it says not in front of a husband, in front of a husband, it's fine amongst this. But again, so first the Beis Yaakov argues. So the Mishabu is calling the Beis Yaakov, and he himself comes out of Chanukah Purim, you're allowed to. So he's not coming from the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov is coming from the Maram. Now again, we start off, who's the Tafresh Ayin? The Mechaber Sheet is, there is no Indian of Mishnah V'Simcha on Chanukah. Who is he quoting? The Maram. The Maram who holds there is no Indian at all of Simcha, Mishnah, and Chanukah. You tell me, he's the one who holds the Chibos of Yayin on Chanukah. It's not to say such a thing, to bring the Mishabruah as a raya, the Hanik HaKonim want to bring a raya from the Mishabruah, that he holds, there's a boss of Yain HaChanukah, the whole Makor is the Maram, and the Maram holds, there's no Indian Mishnah V'Simcha HaChanukah, he is good for the, he's the one who Machab is quoting. So it can't be enough Pshat in the Mishabruah. So if so, what is Pshat? So I saw the same for Shuei Tyro, he lived like 250 years ago, so he's stopped saying Pshat to the Maram, and not saying Pshat in the Mishabruah, before the Mishabruah, and he's not saying Pshat in the Beis Yaakov, he's saying in Pshat in the Maram, it's a Mareches Ches, Ois Ches. He says, Avad the Maram holds, Enecham is no Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. However, it can be sad on Chanukah. There's an Isser Tainus, there's an Isser Hespid, we don't say Tachanun, Avad it can't be sad. You have no Chiv to have a party, to make yourself a Simcha, but you can't have Atzmus, you can't have Sena Chanukah. And says, the Shura Tairus Moshul is, the Moshul, someone who does not want to eat Basar, who does not want to eat wine, out in case he's doing Tshuva, or because of Chuvah and Abayis, or because Golos HaShchino, he doesn't want to do it as Avelos, that he's also Chai Vachav Lishtois. Meaning, Maram holds, you want to eat Basar, the Basar is in front of you, the Yain is in front of you, and you do not want to eat it, why? Mitzad Avelos. That's also, you're having a veil to Chanukah, then you have a chil echo velishtois. That's the chulp shot in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Misa Mesagiv Atmim Vnei Tshuva, someone who holds himself back because of Tshuva, Shle Echo Bosov, Le Lishtois Yain, him he has a chil echo velishtois. He can't have a veil to the Chanukah, him he has to eat. It's also very good in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishabu and Tavkuf Nambeis, again, my Tishabov Chaza, when Tishabov comes out on Shabbos, Lashon of Mishabu is, Osul Limnoya, you have no Chit Eposu, but you can't hold yourself back in any Eposu, that's the issue. In Shar Metzion, Rabbi Yaakov Kaplan, in Shar Metzion, so for a couple of years he wrote the Reich of Mishabu and Tavkuf Choptes, you have a Chit Eposu Yain. I always argued with him, so last year he wrote to B'chaim Kanievsky, B'chaim wrote back, this terrace, the whole Pshat Mishabruah is not the Vechiv Tipos of Yain. You can't be Mitzah yourself. As a Velus, you have no right to. That an Enechanami, a person, has no right to, but there's no Chiv Tipos of Yain. So again, so it comes out, the Sheet of the Mishabruah is on Shabbos, there is a Mitzvah Bos of Yain. You should have Yain, the Emtzah Sudo, and you should have Bosor. Even though there is a Mishabruah in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalit that writes, the Minik Vaisil is not to have wine, the Emtzah Sudo on Shabbos. He said that's a minik, but Be'etzim is still a mitzvah to have every Shabbos the wine b'emtzah sudo, and it's a mitzvah that bosser, but there is no chiv that bosser. On Yontav again, also Shidus of Mishnah Berurah is a mitzvah that bosser, but there is no chiv. On Chanukah Lechua, there is no makar from the Mishnah Berurah, there's any point to bosser v'yayin. There are other achayin who say, again, of Shlomo Kluko, Ma'aser Kerech, but not the Mishnah Berurah. And Purim, I'm not sure what the Shidus of Mishnah Berurah is. The Ramah, in Tafresh Ayin, he ends off saying, brings down Yesh Oimim, that some have a meaning to eat Gvino on Chanukah, while the Fisha Nes Nasu B'cholov, Shechili Yehudis Etz Oyev. That Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he gave the Oyev, or as Mishabu brings down the case, that it seemed to be that the same Tekunah in those days, Bol Hagmon Tchilo, that when they want to get married, the Hagmon got the Isha first. So what did Yehudis do? She went, she gave him cheese, he got very thirsty, gave him wine, he got drunk, cut off his head, and they all ran away. So there's a minhag to have Gvina Milchiks on Chanukah besides in the basu yain, some hold, but there's not any of having milchik to Chanukah. The lashon of the Ramah or the Ran is to eat cheese. The lashon of the kolboy the urchis chayim is to have tafshul gvino. A tafshul gvino, or the lashon of the lavush is to have cheese and milk, tafki milk. The lashon of the chayodim is tafshul cholov, different lashonis. But mice, if you go to the sibo, that service milchiks usually get everything. You get side is they serve milk, they serve lasagna or cheesecake, which is tafshul shol gvino, and they serve usually cheese on the table, which is mamash the ramah of giving cheese. What is tafshul shol cholov? I'm not exactly sure what that is. I'm going to put in milk in his soup. I don't know what tafshul shol cholov is. But maisa, when you have a milk in the sibi, you get all the different lashonis that the achronim say, or the shonim say, what the Indian of having cheese is. When to have the suda of milchiks? Is it every day? Three times a day. So I didn't see anyone who discussed it, but just the lashon of the Ramah is sheish l'echel gvina b'chanukah, to eat gvina on Chanukah. It sounds like one time on Chanukah is enough to have this Indian of milchiks on Chanukah. What about enough? The shita to hold that Chanukah is a suddis mitzvah. When should you have that? Should you have that every day, once a day, three times a day? So Akubi is telling the Taimim, what is the reason we have? What is the reason that some hold that there's an inin of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha on Chanukah? So again, the Ramah's lashon is as Chanukah Mizbeach. That's his reason. The Mordechai Aruch, it gives a different reason. He says because the Maisa, every time you say Alanisim, that's giving Shvach Bado to Hashem. It's that itself is pure Simanais, and that is why it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Because every Mitzvah Be'etzem is a Sudas Mitzvah. Can you say Alanisim? The Yam Shloimo and Perek Zayin Simlam and Zayin Baba Kamo, the Meshavur brings down to contest. He gives a third reason, because he says any time you have a Yeshua from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person has a chiv to mafash in the nest, to give shvach by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like every Yeshua, kavachayimu val Yeshua of Chanukah. So it could be according to the Mishnah Berurah's reason, according to Ramah's reason of Chanukah to Mizbeach. What was the Chanukah to Mizbeach? What the Mishnah Berurah was, it took 8 days. Could be it took 8 days till they set up everything, till they got the Shem and Torah. It took 8 days. So every day was a chelik of a Chanukah to Mizbeach. It can zayin, might be a mitzvah every day to have a Sudas Mitzvah. According to the Mordechai Aruch, when you say Al Nisim a Sudas Mitzvah, that means every single Suda, say in the morning, say in lunch, say in the evening, every meal that you have is Sudas Mitzvah. So the Shem and Tzini also declares maybe every breakfast, every supper, that itself should be a Sudas Mitzvah. If you wash, that meal will be a Sudas Mitzvah. What's that?
If you don't wash in your
it will be a Sudas Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Unless you say Shvach Vaido. That'll be the Noigim. And the third reason of Asi Yavichir to give Koyach Toy, but anytime Yeshua happens to you, the Yom Shul Shloimo, Chu, it's not one time in Chanukah. You don't have to have it not every day, and not three times a day. Chu, once in Chanukah, to give Shvach, what happened in Chanukah. Could be telling the reasons, I don't see anyone really speak about it, I'm not sure. Now, the Inyan of Suda, is the Inyan to have more Sudas, or to be Moisiv in the same Suda? Is it to have... You can have breakfast. You add in one more thing. I don't know, in yeshiva, I don't know if they give a breakfast, they give these yogurts extra, or I don't know, in salt, whatever they give the extra things they give you, the badis, or whatever. What is it, nichol? So the lashon Ramah, his words are, sheyesh ksas mitzvah beribay ha-sudas. The Ramah says you should be marben sudas, an extra suda. That's a sudas mitzvah. However, look in the Chayotim, the Kitzur, they change the words of the Ramah around, and they say you should be moisif inside the suda. It's ribay toicha suda. So it seems to me Lachlaik is also exactly what the get of the Suda is, to be Moisiv in the Suda or to be Marba having more Sudas. So Maisel, the person, let's say, he goes to a Suda, he has his Bas V'Yayin, first he has his Kvino, the Ramah, then he has his Nereyat Bas V'Yayin, Mamas the Suda Shavuos, then he benches, and the Lachlaik is supposed to say Alanisim, or Ve'Alanisim, the Chshuch, the Shavuos says Ve'Alanisim with the Vav. So, first, when you say it by benching in Noidulacha before Biala Kol. Why? Because Mishmur brings out the Gemara that since the Al Nisim is Haidah, so we say it in Haidah before Biala Kol. Let's say if you got to say the Al Nisim and Biala Kol, and you said Biala Kol Hashem Lakenu, you still go back. Even though you said the word Hashem, the word Lakenu, but since the word Hashem Lakenu is Derech Shvach, you go back. You say Baruch Hata, you go back. You say Baruch Hata Hashem, once you say Hashem Zem, you cannot go back in Achayzer, and you finish your benching. The reason, and you don't even say Lamdeinu Chukecha. The only time you say Lamdeinu Chukecha is when you have Yichayzer benching, since We're not pleasing benching, therefore you say Baruch Atah Hashem. You don't say L'mdeinu Chukach and keep going. What do you do? So the Rama in Tofesh Beis Sif Aleph says, what you should do is Shokach Alanisim Birch Samotim Kshigmegiyah LaRachmon. When it comes to Rachmon at the end, Yomer Rachmon Yaslam Nisim Niflois Kshem Shosisul Avsenu BaYomim Oheim BaZman Azeh BeMei Matzehu. You don't say Alanisim VeAlaporkim. You switch the lashon around. You say Rachmi Yisva Kodesh Baruch Hu BaKasha. They should make Nisim for us like He did for our fathers. And you say BeMei Matzehu, and you say the whole thing till the end. That's how the Rama paskins. That's what we're knowing. That's by benching, by davening. Similar case, you start saying, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, before we say Val Kulam, we say also Val Nisan. Before you say Val Kulam, let's say you forgot to say before Val Kulam, and you already said Akel Yishua, same in the word Akel, you still go back, even though it's Hashem's name, Derech Shvach, you say Baruch Atah, you still go back, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and you go straight, you go to the end. Now what do you do? Do you say the end of Shemoneh Esrei or not? So the Ramah doesn't say in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Kittah doesn't bring it down, the Chai Odom doesn't bring it down, they don't say anything. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, the Eli Rabbah, they all say to say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Say at the end, when, says the Mishnah Berurah, Koidim Yiyulu Ratzon, before the Yiyulu Ratzon, which one, the two Yiyulu Ratzons, most people say, so you say before the second one, which is come up for him, say, you say before the second Yiyulu Ratzon. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan says you say it after Yulu Ratzin, afterwards, and the Mishabud Al Rabbah say before Yulu Ratzin. I'm not sure what Machloikas is. That's what you say. Now what do you say? Do you say what? Before in the second one. Do you say before the second or after the second? The Aruch HaShulchan says he calls the Taz, you say it after the second. Mishabud calls Al Rabbah is calling the Taz and before you say the second. Both come in the same Taz, and the Taz doesn't say anything. But I don't know what Machloikas is. I don't know exactly what Machloikas is. Again, and then there's always again the Ramah and the Chayyadim Kitzah says don't say it at all in Shemoneh Esrei. The Ma'aseh, what Nusach should you say? Do you say Al Nisim Al Porkin? Do you say the Lashon of a Rachmon or Yaslon and Nisim? Which Lashon? So the reason why we switch by benching is because it's a Lashon Bakosha by benching. Did the Rachmon say the Lashon of Rachmon? So the Shamit Sian, Rav Kaplan says, Lechura, what should you say in Shemoneh Esrei? You should not say Rachmon, you should not say Al Nisim, say a third Lashon. You say Yehi Ratzon, so you ask Lashon, because it's the Yehi Ratzon, so Yehi Ratzon, so you ask Lashon, Nisim, Vuchul.
You say
Yehi Ratzon, say Yehi Ratzon. That's what Rav Kaplan says, and I saw also the Sefer Achanakal in Perek Vav, Simbei says the same thing. You should say, what?
I've never mentioned
the talent. Oh, so the Rakhshas Tzarechin, but no one says, so I looked at the others, no one says anything, what's the Nusach? No, the Svar is, why do we switch by benching the Lashon? Bakasha, what Lashon Bakasha? Say Rachman, why? Because it's another Rachman's. So now it's the Enish Manasseh, it's Mildi Hirotzen, you say it, as Lashon Hirotzen.
No,
we don't say no. We don't say the. No one says say Lashon Hada. Everyone in this. Either, I saw the Isha Yisrael or the Tefillah Kol Chasa. They say you say a Rachmon, and they have a choice. Either say Lashon Rachmon and then the Shemoneh Esrei, or Lashon Yirotzim and the Shemoneh Esrei. No one says it until they say the Lashon of Al Nisim. You say that the Mishabu himself says. He says it Derech Bakasha. You say it Derech Bakasha.
What?
Al Nisim
Shabbat. At least at the beginning.
You say Ve'al Nisim.
But even to say
Ve'al,
you're starting
with... Okay, so no one says that. They say either to say Yehi Ratzon...
But there's no time to say Al Nisim.
Okay, yeah, but they say Derech Bakosha. Mishmur said Derech Bakosha. Which Lashon Bakosha? I'm not sure what's the better Lashon, Rachman or Yehi Ratzon. I'm not to say Yehi Ratzon, because that's what you know. You know Yehi Ratzon. L'maisei, the Achron Mitzke Shailo, we push the Lashon from being what a Haidah, thanking Hashem, to Lashon Bakosha. In the Rachman and benching Lashon Bakosha, what are we asking? We're asking Rachman, Yaslon, and Nisim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please make us Nisim like you did for our forefathers. How can we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to make a Nis? The halacha is, come on, Brachas and Simur Shlam and Shulchan Aruch, Rachaim, the person cannot ask for a Nis to happen. The person, if his wife came pregnant, has a girl, he cannot mevakish Kodesh Baruch Hu to make into a boy. Why? Because it's a tefillah shav. To mevakish for a nes, to ask for something that isn't, that's a tefillah shav and it's aser. So how can we ask for a nes to happen from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Bechor Shor in Shabbos, in the Chav Alf and Beit, is Kasho, Shai Tshuva, and some Kuf Beit Zayim brings it down. How can we ask for a nes to happen? So the Divrei David, the Taz, in Chumash, in Perek Lamed, He says a chiddush. He tainus be'etzem yilal adavim fenisim. Yilal to. Why yilal adavim fenisim? He says because nothing is kosher for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu can do. What's wrong with adavim fenisim? The Gemara says it can't. He says to ask it be changed from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. That's mutter. That's a nace. But asking, let's say you have a girl in the stomach and ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, please let the child be born as a boy. That's a tefillah shav. You didn't ask it to be changed. You asked to be born. That it's a girl. You asked to be born as a boy. That's a tefillah shav. But asked to be changed. In kosher of nekosh bracha, that you can do. However, you look into Rish Lama and the Paiskim, no one says it's chilik, and the Pashas, no one says it's eitzel, and lachorish, we don't hold that way lalacha. So what do you do?
Didn't Leah do that?
Yes. The Gemara says nice nisim shani. Leah is different. That's his raya from Leah. That's the Taz's raya.
That's
yeah. What? Yeah, different to us. Two of us in the Gemara. Alright, that's all the Gemara says. However, the B'chor Shor himself, he answers either that you're allowed to ask a nace for Klai Yisrael, you're allowed to ask a Rachman who she asked Lono Nisim, you're asking for Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, to ask for Yochid for a nace, that's also. For Klai Yisrael, that's Mutter. That's one Teretz. Well, another Teretz is, the B'chor Shor says, the Shai Tshuva brings down, that you're allowed to ask for a nace Alidei Derech HaTeva. The whole melchama of the by the Yvonne by Hanukkah was what? The nace was derech hateva. To ask for a nace derech hateva, that's mutter. So let's say someone's very sick and the doctors don't give up hope, or gave up hope, whatever. To ask the down for the person, since l'chur et shayich b'derech hateva, to mirap him, every time the doctor, wow, it's a miracle, it happened, yeah, only the 1 in 10,000, but it happened that 1 out of 10,000. He doesn't believe in miracles. He said it happened b'derech hateva, but shayich b'derech hateva, l'chur, you can down for a person, according to the second teretz. There's another teretz, but Yeshua Yaakov, Einshon. Yeshua Yaakov, he says in Talkuf Pebeis, that that's him to ask for a nace is also why because you take away your schosim. However, he brings the moshe by Avraham Avinu when he went to fight the Arba Malachim, because Baruch Hu told him, don't be worried that you lost your schosim. Why? Because the maisa, the kiddush Hashem that came out of it, that's even more than that the kiddush Hashem that came out, you got more schosim because of that than the fact that you beat the four kings. The fact that you beat the Arba Malachim, you lost schosim. But then it came out of kiddush Hashem. For that you get harbor schosim and even moisiv your schosim. So it says the Yeshua Yaakov, who didn't ask for an ace that forced him, appears him an ace, that in Echlami, that you ought to ask for. Because you get a lot of schosim out of that. So Marshall, let's say you have someone gets pregnant, you have a sonogram, and the doctor says 100% it's a girl, no chance otherwise. Tell the doctor, I'm going to my Rebbe tomorrow, he's going to daven, he's going to switch to a boy, it's for force him to kness. Chuk of the Shuas Yaakov, it's to be an ace gully, a kenzain, might be mutter. Why? It's a kiddush Hashem, that my Rebbe can change a child around. Kenzain. To end off, Chanukah, the Maisa, we see from Chanukah, the Inim Suda, is either the Mepharsh and the Neis, the Inim Chanukah, the Mepharsh and the Neis, the Kitzer, of the Lining Neiris, also we see Kama Alokas, the Neiris is Daka, to the Mepharsh and the Neis, we light it less than 20, to the Mepharsh and the Neis, above 3, less than 10, by the Pesach HaChotzer, everyone should see it, we have a Shamash, so people should not think it's for your own use, we have all these Alokas, we want the Mepharsh and the Neis, we want to, everyone should know what Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us, give Shvach my daughter Kodesh Baruch Hu, to make it Skarvis to Kodesh Baruch Hu, make it closeness. So the Pasha Shiloh, one Halacha that everyone knows, that Kofsa Ein Zachut Lo. When you light the Chanukah Neiris, you light your candle, you go to the next one, and you finish lighting it, and a minute later they're all out. The halacha is, you don't have to relight them. The halacha is, you want to be machmel kol kavod, but there is the halacha, the Gemara Paskins and the Shulchan Paskins, coughs up, it goes out, in Zokoklo. Who it's a pella, why? We do so many things to the feist and the nace. Here it goes out, so go relight them. No, dafnished. But there's no piercing. You lit it by the door and you lit it above three and got a mamish in the bookcase by yeshiva, you got it first, you got your mokim, and it goes out. Dafnished. Where's the piercing my nace? What happened? How come Kof say in Zakhullah? So the Bnei Choscha in Maimon Gimel Oysid Aleph, he says there's a difference between Chokhmah Satayla and Chokhmah Sivanim. Chokhmah Umas Oilam. By the Goyim, you spend all day on a concept, you work on it. At the end of the day, your theory, your idea came out to be wrong. The whole day you wasted is hell of a volume. On Torah, you work upon something, put a koichet, an effort, you have a havamino, you have a pilpul. The maisa, that itself is Torah. Even though you made a mistake, that itself is Torah. You can spend all day, 4 hours, first day to learning, trying to figure out a sugya, you have a mahalach. You get to share it right away, Rebbe starts off, say this pshat kimpi, he shlugs it up. You have 4 hours of learning, it's nothing? No, that's Torah. That's havamina. Each word, every havamina is worth tarik mitzvahs. It's something. The chokmah of the goyim is meaningless. Torah is not just the teitzah. Torah is the ikkar, the effort. Says the Bnei Yitzchoskor, Ner is a remes to Torah. Torah, what is the ikkar of Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing he wants you to do is to try. Effort, to try. You lit in the right place, the right time, you did everything. It went out. When the Shemayim went out, the effort, kofsa, the ner, you think there's no, you didn't get the schar for it, kofsa, ain't zaken lo, don't relate, the ner is Torah, you try, putting your shalas, your koichas, zehu, that's all Kosh Baruch Hu is you from this world, kofsa, ain't zaken lo. Lechon writes, in the Kovitz Aorus, in the Beru HaGadus, in Simen Zayin Ois Test, explain the Rambam, in Shuvah, in Parakei, the Rambam says, kol odom roi li a tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, every person could be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Second, Lechonim, no one can get to Moshe, no one can reach Moshe, how can that be? So he said, what is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem, Mashkon, Eved Kone Rabbi. He gave all his koiches, all his kushronos to Kosh Baruch Hu. Us, me and you, everyone here can do the same thing. We won't reach his madrega, but we give all our koiches, all our kushronos, and that's all our Kosh Baruch Hu wants, is our koiches. The Moshe says, Moshe finds in the Kol Yom, even a bigger chiddush, he goes in the pasuk in the era that says that the pasuk says Aaron v'Moshe. Rashi says, why say Aaron before Moshe? Says Rashi, shnei mishkulim ke'echa, they're both equal. Shaktu Moshe, fancy zotel. The mice are not equal. Moshe spoke ponmal ponim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron didn't. Moshe benu, he was under mikoladim. Aaron not. Says to Moshe, what's the Kosh Baruch Hu want? What is, why, how the shkulim? They both gave it their all. They all put in all the koichas, all the effort. That's why the shkulim. That's the equal. That's how they're equal. And explain the Gemara of Abbasu and Afilam and Beis that way. That the Gemara says, La'olim nehepachu, a person went up to Shemayim and saw the world upside down. The people in this world who was high, and the next one was low, and vice versa. So Moshe explains, not Betzim, Betzim person in this world, he knew a lot, he sound in Torah, but he did not reach his kashrainis, didn't put in all his koichas, and the Olam Shel Emes, what's Yischar? Yischar is based upon your effort. Yischar is not your toitzah, Yischar is not your mark, how people look upon you, Yischar is what? How much koichas you put onto this world. That's all you have to do, is you have to try. Mashen, people who put in all the koichas in this world, but don't reach that eye, the Olam Shel Emes, they're lemailo. Kofsa ain't zavula. Torah, that's all you want. Try, zehu. This is a common mention. This machloek is again, if it's on Hanukkah, if it's a mitzvah, it's a rishus, or it's a mitzvah. Maisu v'loigim to say it's mirish rishus bachlis. Someone will say there's in the bas of yain, maisu v'kerech, the binim shloimo. However, the Mishabura, his sheet is on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah bas of yain, there's no chiv. On Hanukkah, he doesn't say anything. However, it's also the sagiv, it's atzma, it's also to hold himself back in bas of yain, out of elis. As Chanukah Geld, there's a minik to give, and if you hold the end of Simcha and Chanukah, assuming you could reasonably give Chanukah Geld, the end of eating milchiks luchu is only one time during Chanukah, the other suddis, the suddis mitzvah, went to heaven luchu is totally upon the reasons of why we have a suddis mitzvah. The lach of Al-Nisim when Achlezer, once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you should say the end of Shmoresay or the end of benching, Meister, how could we use for Nisim on Harachman Yasin on Nisim? We have different Tirutzim. And from the Indian Kofsa Ein Zakhla, we see the whole Indian Chalik and the Fais and Menes, for all the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do is to try. The Be'alokh and Simtof HaShayim said that Chalikah, a person should not be Mevatel from his Kriyas. You shouldn't take away from the Kriyas of learning. Meister in Yeshiva, the Rebbeim in Yeshiva, they have Mesibas, and they seem to Mevatel the Kriyas. So I asked the Rebbeim why, and they said, no, Be'etzim, it's a chizik, or it makes a struggle for the rest of the Zman, or it makes more of a shaykhus for the Rebbe. It's also not going to be Mevatel the Kriyas. So I asked Rebbe Helman personally if I should make a Mesiba for the Olam, because maybe it's not a gay to me. So I said, no, I should. And so Be'etzat Hashem, next Lel Chamishi Chanukah, which God of Lel Chamishi is a night that the minig of Tamach Chizur Rebbez or Gach Kamenetsky himself gave Chanukah Geld on Lel Chamishi, because Lel Chamishi never comes out to be on Shabbos. So Lel Chamishi is next Tuesday night. I'd like to Vayt Oilam, to Mekayim all the sheetahs of Siddur Simcha, Be'ezrat Hashem, Brasa V'yayin, if my wife lets, and cheese beforehand, Mirotzen, Shivtak V'zoichet, Ivdu Es Hashem L'Simcha.